We were going to talk about Insectopia.
Oh, yeah. You can't forget Insectopia. That's one of the most ridiculous things about this whole film. So there is this fabled Insectopia. It's first introduced by a raving drunk guy at the bar who tells it to Z, who's like wondering aloud or talking to his friend Weaver about, like, is there anything better than this? And this guy says, yes, there is. And he describes this place where there's no war, there's cooperation, the streets are paved with food. And when the Z character and the Princess Bala character end up getting out of the city and are heading towards this Insectopia.
Well, they're looking for Insectopia, which he's been told is, it's the place of red and white. It's the place of red and white. And they come upon, golly, a red and white picnic blanket and a beautiful sandwich that they can't bite. There's some kind of force field around it. And then the wasps show up.
Yeah, and the wasps have these New England accents, and
it's Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin.
Yes.
Being Muffy and Chip.
It's very clear that, like, this is the false utopia. This is the commodified world of private property, and these wasps, they enter in. The ants ask, you know, how do we get in? And they're like, oh, this is a private function. And that, like, sets the tone for, like, what this whole place is about. And they end up finding the real Insectopia, which is this giant garbage heap.
The insects around in the garbage heap meditate upon things like, what if we're just really a tiny world in a much larger world, and we don't even see? And there's a lot of, in the Insectopia sequence, there's a lot of play with perspective. There's a kid with a dangerous magnifying glass setting ants on fire. There's a exciting ride on a sneaker on the flowing dragon of the shoelace. But there's all this play with large and small and perspective that this is a place where Z gets a new perspective on things.
And it's a pluralist society. It's a society of multiple different kinds of bugs. And ultimately, Z and Bala don't stay there because Bala is captured by the Cutter character, who's kind of second in command to General Mandible. He's voiced by Christopher Walken. And he's a really fun character, too. But he's a really fun character who is a part of the military caste, and he is dubious of General Mandible's aggression and overall strategy, and increasingly becomes an ally, an open ally of the workers. A very kind of notable scene for him is at the very end, when General Cutter thinks that he has extinguished the lessers, the weaker forces, the weaker elements in the cavern they're going to flood. And when they break through, General Mandible's astonished. He says, oh, what's that? And Cutter says, I think that's the weaker element, sir. And it's clear at that point that he's crossed over, and then he helps them. And he says that this is for the good of the colony when he starts to help the ants out.
Part of what happens with Cutter is that he comes to recognize the value of the workers. The general has been sneering and looking down on them and seeing them as worthless, and so invested in hierarchy and in the value of the soldiers as better than the other ants that he completely dismisses the value of the workers. And Cutter comes to see that actually they are not so much weaker. They have accomplished great things, and they are the colony.
Yeah, he makes that point when the tunnel is done, and he is just, he's truly astonished and impressed, but he also brings that to bear on him countering General Mandible's perspective. Also gross is Z's just kind of like insistent male entitlement with Bala, like saying, you're going to marry this guy, you have to marry somebody, so just marry me. Referring to Mandible. And
God, I totally forgot about that. I just repressed that.
Yeah.
I still don't remember it happening in the movie.
It's really gross. And there's this way in which, like, he's not imposing himself on her, but in his, like eventually he walks off and is trying to leave her. Mm. But for a while, he's pretty much, like, he's pursuing her and kind of feels like, I just got to win her heart and like convince her. Were you taken aback at all just by the way it began and by how he sets up like kind of his the material. He spells out the material conditions of his childhood, and that was one thing that like interested me right off. But mm-hmm. then I forget because it's the very beginning of the film.
When you're the
but he middle... talks about having an anxious childhood. Mm-hmm. His mother never had time for him.
When you're the middle child in 5 million, it's really hard.
Yeah, but alienation not just being kind of this word that we give to the whatever mm-hmm. feeling of like mm-hmm. our adult alienation, but it actually having material roots. And that, and mm-hmm. you know, maybe part of alienation has to do with how we treat kids.
Interesting point.
And that, like, mm-hmm. we aren't alienated
right.
because, like, we're mm-hmm. okay people who then yeah. enter the workforce and become alienated. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's always that way. And,
yeah.
And so that's that struck me at the beginning. Mm. It's like I kind of wanted them to do a little bit more about that.
Hmm. It's a little problematic to say that it's always been like that because although there are, right, I mean, sort of, when we enter into lack and the lack of language and social relations that are, you know, never going to be as satisfying as the fullness of the breast and yada, yada, that there's that sort of level of alienation. But that's, I think, different and it's worth not collapsing into that, that and we're treating as the same the worker's alienation from work,
yeah.
from the product process. Labor.
But I also just say that thinking of like the importance of attention and empathy
yeah.
that
yes.
children need yeah. and how mm-hmm. like things they respond and internalize things you wouldn't really think of right off mm-hmm. if you treat children like you might treat other adults, which is sometimes mm-hmm. terrible in
yes.
its own right.
True.
But
yeah.
And yeah. and that that leads yeah. to, like, these things that come up later in their lives yeah. that, like, don't seem to have a
yeah.
an intelligible origin but still yeah. give them difficulty. And
yeah.
yeah. yeah. In the movie, taking note of, like, how the queen wants to be diplomatic and there's this way in which her mm-hmm. her tendency towards diplomacy is totally mm-hmm. wrapped up in her matronliness mm-hmm. and that this being mm-hmm. kind of, like, typical feminine weakness,
uh-huh.
wanting to be diplomatic yeah. with the race, with, you know, the enemy that we're actually making up.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's in that sense, it's a sort of caution against the dangers of
aggression,
of masculinity and militarism as tied up together.
Yeah. Which is what I think kind of makes the Stallone soldier character, mm-hmm. his character kind of likable is because, like, in a way, he's, like, supposed to be a totally, like, tough mm-hmm. dude, but he actually wants to be a worker. So he's, like, a big tough guy who, like, realizes he wants to use, mm-hmm. like, his power, which is, like, just so recognizable by the fact that he's a big brute.
Yeah.
Like, he should be an amazing soldier. He could be an amazing soldier, but yeah. instead, he's a worker.
Mm-hmm.
And he digs it, and he digs, he's kind of like John Henry.
Yeah. Only actually, white.
But that being mm-hmm. a challenge to
yep.
that masculinity and to that yep. masculinity being tied to the military, to the exercise of mm-hmm. strength and skill
mm-hmm.
in towards the ends of domination and violence.
Yeah. I mean, and clearly there's a, you know, clearly there's a message about the importance of respecting labor and not thinking that...
anyone's beneath us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although they do benefit from the noblesse oblige of the wasps.
Yes. Well, and that shows kind of like the potential for these sporadic inter-class alliances.
Mm-hmm.
Like there were That's anarchist true. Princes.
Mm-hmm.
Movie would have been a lot cooler yeah. if they had an anarchist prince, but...
oh, well. So fascism is defeated. Thank goodness.
Yes.
Monarchy restored. Well, it's a Hollywood movie. Thanks for listening.